Good morning. What a great joy it is on this gorgeous day to see your smiling faces. And indeed, may the presence of Christ rest upon each and every one of us as we seek to worship and be faithful servants. May the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbors.
Good morning. Welcome to all on this beautiful Mother's Day. I'd like to welcome all the visitors who are worshiping with us this morning. If you are visiting with us today, please take a welcome packet hanging from the shepherd's crook out in the narthex. As I'm sharing in our announcements, please work on completing the red sign-in form located in the pad at the end of each pew and pass it along to others in your pew. And finally, return it towards the pew when you're finished. If you notice that someone who sits near you this morning is missing, please feel free to give them a call this week and let them know they were missed. You may write any prayer requests you have on the small index cards located in the red pew books and place them in the holders located at the center pew so that the ushers may collect them and they may be read during the joys and concerns. I'd like to share a few moments of informality with you guys today. First, the Spud Bar was a big success for the Outreach Committee. We'd like to thank everyone who donated their talents and all those who enjoyed the wonderful spuds. Because of your generosity, we can continue our work to help the local community. For forms and clearances, many of you people have applied for State Police Criminal Background Check, Act 34, and the Pennsylvania Child Abuse History Clearance, Act 33. If you receive these in the mail at home, please bring them into the church so that the church office can see the originals and make a photocopy of them. We have a need for volunteers. The trustees are planning to meet at the church on Saturday morning, May 16th at 9 a.m. to clean out the bell loft. If you're able to help with this project, it would be greatly appreciated. It should take only an hour or so of your time. We'll be removing buckets of fallen plaster from that area and cleaning it up. If you have any questions, please contact Tim or Neil. As a reminder, the Rick Sims Memorial Work Trip is coming up this year. This year's project will be helping this family, Catherine and David, and their 14-year-old son, James. We need a lot of help for donations with money and supplies, and if you would like to make a donation to this cause, you can find enclosed in your bulletin an order form in which you can designate your donations, whether it be lumber, roofing, supplies, or simply a gift of money in honor of the glory of God. There are envelopes located in the pews as well, and if you'd like to make this donation, you can add it with your regular offering today. If you have any questions on the work trip this year, please see Pat or Jack or George. Also, camp news. If you're wondering about going to summer camp this year, but you're not sure where you'd fit in, please check out the new Jumonville website. It has a lot of information containing the wide variety of camps for all ages and groups this year. If you want to register for this camp, I guarantee you're going to have a good time. Again, the website is located in the bulletin. And if you have any questions, please contact Laura, our camp steward this year, and she can fill you in. Final note, the flowers that you see here today that you may have made a donation for Mother's Day can be picked up after the service. The name that you made the memorial to will be on the card, so please make sure you take yours and we won't have any mix-ups. Are there any other announcements?
Thank you.
If everyone would please rise and follow along with me for our call to worship, as listed in your bulletin. Alleluia. Even the ends of the earth see the saving power of our God. Alleluia. The Holy Spirit falls upon all who hear the word of God.
When God shows such generosity, how can we need more love?
Alleluia. Jesus has extended to all people the friendship of our God.
We were strangers and servants, but now we are God's friends.
Please remain standing and follow along as we recite our unison prayer. Holy God, you make us Easter people, a people transformed by the resurrection of your Son Jesus. Your first and final word to us is love. You reach out to us, offering joy and wholeness. Yet we often greet your resurrection by grieving at the tomb, doubting the news we hear, or faking fear as we hide in our upper rooms. Still, you call us deeper into Easter, answering our resistance with your loving presence. You claim us your friends. As we gather now to worship, teach us once more to abide in your love, that our joy may be complete. Amen. Please join me now as we sing our hymn of praise, number 191, Jesus Loves Me.
Seated. You smacked yourself in the nose with your necklace. Well, that's silly. So how is everyone today?
Good.
Do you have anything planned special this weekend?
Yes.
Well, that was not overly exciting.
Yes.
What are you doing this weekend special? You're going to her house to have a cookout. Woohoo! What are you doing special?
I'm going to my Nan and Pap's house.
Nan and Pap's house.
Uh-huh.
And for a cookout? For lunch? Dinner?
For Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
It's something you celebrate.
It's all about your mom.
It's a day that's all about your mom.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And I like what your shirt says. Do you know what your shirt says?
Love.
Because Mother's Day is all about mom's love and our love to mom. Yes. I haven't even talked to my mom yet. I will later on today. I have to call her. My mom lives far away. Oh, good?
No.
Oh, no, not good. Yeah, I know. It's my mom lives 2 hours away. My wife's mom lives about a half an hour away. And Leanna is right here. So we're just staying put today and going to have a special mom's meal with Leanna, Abby, and me. Just the three of us today. That'll be relaxing and nice.
We're doing a picnic.
You're doing a picnic as well.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to have to eat?
I don't know. I got to talk to my dad about that.
Oh, you got to talk to your dad about that. What are you having to eat? Are you cooking out? No, in the house. What are you cooking?
I don't know.
You don't know. Are you cooking out? You cooking out? You know what you're cooking? What are you having?
No.
No? You know what Leanna wants? What?
Alaskan king crab legs?
No. Fish tacos. What in the world? Are they good?
Yes.
Thumbs up. All right, we're going to give them a whirl. I see some thumbs down. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm not so sure.
I like fish. And
you
like
fish?
Tacos.
And you like tacos. Okay, we'll give it a whirl. So it's a day to remember not only mom's love and our love to mom, but who gave us all the ability to love in the first place?
Jesus and God.
God and Jesus. So it's a day about them as well.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah, so we always need to remember. Every day is a special day for Jesus and God. High five. And we remember that every day. All right, let's bow for prayer. Lord God, we love you. And we are thankful for Jesus and your Holy Spirit and for these children. We pray, oh God, that today you will be with their moms and their dads, grandmas and grandpas, and all of those who care for them. Watch over them all. Oh God, we pray that they will live and grow in you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Guess who you're collecting for today? It's called the Blackburn Center. And it's a special place where moms have to go sometimes with their kids because the dads aren't very nice. All right? It's a special place. It's even a secret place. We don't know where it is. It's to protect the moms and their children. And so that's what we're collecting for today. And so I know that we're going to need more than those little cups. So you get some big buckets today. All right. And anybody want this stink bug up here?
I will.
Huh? You want that stink bug? Okay, you can have it. I really don't want it. Okay.
What?
It's right behind you on a step, right there. It's upside down, so I don't think it's going to be moving very fast.
Jesus gave me life and Calvary.
Our scripture reading today can be found in the New Testament from the book of Acts, located on page 123 in your pew Bibles. While Peter was still saying this, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who came with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone forbid water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. This time I'd like to ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings.
I want to take a moment to thank God for inspiring the person that wrote this song I'm going to sing, and for Diane to bring it to my attention. This song means a lot to me, and I hope it will mean a lot to you.
Oh,
You are the victorious King. You have revealed your victory over death through Jesus' resurrection. With joyful songs, we rejoice in your marvelous deeds. Let our voices and actions reflect your saving power. Use our gifts to help more people to know your steadfast love in Christ until the day when this world is made new in your kingdom. Amen.
Please be seated. We come to the time in our service when we want to lift up our joys and concerns for individuals and situations among us. Let me say that when I graduated from seminary in 1985, I was appointed to serve a church with a senior pastor, and he's here in our midst this morning. So you can blame all my faults on Cliff. Cliff and Susan are here today. I guess, gee whiz, Cliff, we're going on 30 years, 31 years of knowing each other. And Susan as well. So it's great to have them in church with us. Like I said, we were at Charter Oak together. And then he became Presbyterian. I did it on purpose. He then became Presbyterian, and they gave him the Sunday off. He's been preaching in Presbyterian church now how many years? 24 years. See, he's getting a little older, so numbers are a little harder for him to remember. A lot older. He's the age of my mom and dad, so we keep tabs on each other and them back and forth. And 20-some years now, he's been an interim for most of the time in the Presbyterian church and is... I think you said you're winding up this month. We'll be finished with this stint and then not sure whether you're going to take another one or not. No. Susan's going, no. Time to hang it up and retire for sure and enjoy life. So it's great to have them with us here this morning. So a list of other ones here this morning. Please pray for Andrew, a 5-year-old young boy who's fighting with cancer. Prayers for Dawn. Joyce having cataract surgery this week. Joey says here that the Boston Marathon or Pittsburgh Marathon was last week, and you finished 44th, which qualifies him for the Boston Marathon. Now, when is that? Third Monday in April. So you've got a whole year to train and get ready. And so congratulations on that. Wow, you're going to run it for sure? Yep, all right. So those individuals, and then you'll see in our worship folder in the insert our Christian sympathy to Shirley family. She passed away Friday, May 1st. And there is a typo with her service. That is my fault. It is not June 22nd. It'll be the following week, June 29th, that we will be having her service. She and her husband, because of their military service, are buried in the National Cemetery, the Alleghenies. And evidently, there's always a backlog and time involved in that. So it always is far away. So that's the end of June. That her service will be. Also, to Dave and family, they come normally to the 8:15 service. Dave's father passed away this week, so we'll want to remember those two families as well. And then if you flip over on the back page, our prayer list, Doris continues to be in Forbes Hospital. She's on the rehab wing now and is making some progress, so we want to continue to keep her in our prayer, as well as all those individuals that are listed there under various categories. In situations in our own country where tornadoes have ravaged some homes and areas, as well as in other areas where earthquakes have caused thousands upon thousands of death and situations that we need to remember to pray for. So let us continue our service as we unite our hearts and our spirits in our prayer hymn this morning, number 395, Take Time to Be Holy. Gracious and loving God, how good it is to once again be in your home. To know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your presence is here. And to know, O God, that there is nothing. Nothing in this life. Nothing in death. Nothing anywhere that can separate us from your great love. A love that we've experienced in and through Jesus Christ our Lord. The one who has offered his life and death and resurrection for each and every one of us that we might have the hope that is to permeate the world. The one who calls us to be in relationship and fellowship with you and with one another. To be your love that is active and well, that is alive in the world, that is going to those individuals known and unknown that need to experience the presence of Christ. Oh God, last week we heard about your servant Philip. About going to that Ethiopian eunuch and sitting beside him and reading to him the scriptures and unlocking their truths. And then he said, "What is to prevent me from being baptized?" And so Philip and this Ethiopian eunuch went into the waters and Philip baptized him, and Philip was taken away by your Spirit, but that one went rejoicing into the world. Oh God, we wonder to whom we will be sent. And so last week we placed names on cards of individuals that we're aware of and are aware of that need to experience your presence. Their names, O God, are in the red container at the altar. And we pray for those individuals today. We've got names on the faces, O God, to individuals that you send us to today and in this week ahead. Those individuals at work and play out in the streets, in the places that we visit, O God, who is it that you are calling us to sit beside, to nurture, to disciple, to share the good news with? Oh God, we pray that your presence will continue to bless and anoint us. And yes, oh God, use us wherever we are found today and in the days ahead. May we be your faithful servants to the world. You have gifted each and every one of us, oh God, through your Holy Spirit to use the gifts and talents for mission and ministry in the world. Oh God, we know that there are multitudes of hurts and needs in our midst, joys and celebrations as well. Oh God, you've heard the names of individuals that have been raised this day. You know the names of individuals upon our hearts. You, oh God, know the situations around the world. We pray, oh God, that your healing power and presence might flow from us as it has flowed from you into their hearts and minds and spirits, that healing, health, and wholeness might occur in the lives of people. Continue, O God, to bless us as individuals, bless us as a church, bless us to those places where we are planted. May we be your faithful servants, seeking to change, to transform, and to make new. Oh God, we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who has taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
So we make preparations to hear the words of Scripture this day from John's Gospel. If you are able, I would invite you to please stand. John's Gospel from the 15th chapter has these words for us today. As the Father has sent me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I call you my friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from the Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Please be seated. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, the words of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. O God, in these moments now that we share together, we pray that you will give us a sense of peace and rest and comfort. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. We've heard of the term helicopter parents. Probably mostly it's a helicopter mom. A young woman writes, I just checked in on my daughter. She was in school and I checked in on her through a webcam. It was a proud mommy moment. She writes on Facebook, as this child did a heartwarming random act of kindness that mom got to see. Well, we all know that kids aren't always what we hope they would be, and so those random acts of kindness and those wonderful, proud mommy, daddy moments can turn sour pretty quickly. What's new was the way this woman was able to view her child, logged in on the school website, and activated the camera in her child's classroom. Gone are those days when you put your child on the bus at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and they return home at 2 or 3 o'clock, and you have no idea what they did. Technology has changed the classroom forever. It's becoming more and more common now as technology comes down in price. Now it's not only in some of our schools, it's also in our daycares, it's even on our buses. As moms and dads, we now can check in on our children perhaps 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yet, this loving gesture, this hovering gesture, with such technology, do we really want to continue as that statement is, a helicopter mom or dad? Do our children want that to happen? It's that mom or dad who is constantly hovering or buzzing their children, controlling, some would say controlling, manipulating, directing, micromanaging their children. I asked last evening if there were any helicopter moms, and I had a mom who was very brave. She was visiting, first time last night, and she admitted, "Yep, I'm a helicopter mom. I want to know everything that's going on in my daughter's life, and I homeschool her, and that helps that." Now, probably this is the safer way to ask, "Hey, kids, are your mom or dad's helicopter moms and dads?" Uh-huh. But wait a minute, this is not a day to criticize moms. I'm not going there on Mother's Day. Not going down that road. But when we talk about mom and honoring mom and that perhaps helicoptering, well, it is also a Sunday, and it's a day to talk about God. And that's why we really have to wonder if people view God as a helicopter God. Buzzing around, controlling, interfering. Or do most people think about mom and perhaps about God in a different way? Maybe, let me see if I can get this loose without it getting away from me. Get my finger in here so it doesn't get away from me. Maybe we want to see mom or God as us, the balloon, and God or mom hanging on to the string. Giving us a little bit of room, maybe. No? Yes? A lot of room? Yeah? All right. Hold on. We'll come back to that. Rabbi David Wolpe talks about maybe we need to be helium parents. Where, yeah, we hold on to that string. Keep tabs a little bit, pull them down when they need to be pulled down and grounded and let go, but just kind of holding on to that string a little bit to keep tabs on children. But how do we want God to mother us? Do we want God to hold on to that string as well and pull us down when we need pulled down and hang on to us when we need hung on to and then maybe let go a little bit? Or maybe we prefer that God slip out and just maybe goes. Or maybe we really want a little closer contact and touch with God. Maybe. Maybe we'd prefer not quite that distance. The last two worship services, I've had people say, "Well, David, you know, I was one of those ones that was, well, I was held on to for a while, and I was active in the church, and, well, yeah, I kind of just drifted away and off and really far away. But you know, God's love has continued to work on me and work on me. And I kept coming a little closer and a little closer and a little closer. And through God's love, I just kept coming back. And back more. And I can say, yes, God does have a hold on me. And sometimes it's good that through God's love that we're given just that little bit of freedom. But maybe, oh, we all know how sometimes we need that little gentle nudge and yank. And maybe sometimes just hard down And maybe sometimes we need that little bit of flexibility again to go, it's fun watching these kids. How am I doing that? You don't know. Good. Anybody have a guess? Help them out. Fish and string. It's under a pile of books down here, so it won't go away. It's 4-pound test. I figured that would be good enough. All right. What's that? Watch the candle. Yes. Yes. Upstairs last night, I put it on the floor, and Jack said, it's going to smack you in the head because the air conditioners were on, and I turned it. So I had to move it on the other side. But when we think about that relationship with God and how that all fits together, what does our text say to us about God's presence in our lives, more importantly, on a day of Mother's Day and love and that relationship and fellowship? Well, the text says to us today that God's love for you is specific. Jesus says in the text this morning, you did not choose me, I chose you. Oh, don't you remember how fun it was when Mom chose us to do something, not the normal chores of picking up our rooms, putting our towel on the hanger, putting our clothes in the dirty clothes, making our bed. But remember when Mom would say, hey, will you help me bake some cookies? Can I lick the bowl? You know, it was allowed, you could lick the bowl then with a raw egg. You're not allowed to do that now. But remember those things when you got to have that special assignment to be right beside Mom or Dad and give you that special job. Jesus also says in today's passage that it's a love in which we remain. Jesus says, remain in my love. Remain in my love by being obedient to God and doing what God wants us to do in any given moment, just as I, Jesus says, have been obedient as well. And we know that passage from Romans chapter 8, that nothing in this world or the next can separate us from the love of God. And then, you know, Jesus also says that the love that we receive from God, that it's a love that asks us to play nicely and to share it with others. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. And this love of Jesus Christ is sacrificial. It requires some effort and sacrifice on our part. No one has greater love than this, that you're willing to lay down your life for another. Oh, indeed, that relationship that we share with our moms, with our dads, with our grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, cousins, that love is complex because it's different for different individuals. And it's probably no less true than our love with God because we are unique individuals. But God comes to us where we need it and meets us, even though at times it might need that gentle pull to bring us back. Where sometimes it's that yank on the collar that hangs on to us, calls us into attention, and gets us back where we need to be. Our spiritual relationship with Almighty God is special and unique and experienced in many different ways throughout our lives. God allows us that ability to hover, to feel that hand that gently guides and pulls and directs, but always giving us that freedom to make choices. So in any case, on this Mother's Day, as we celebrate our moms and perhaps get together with family and friends, let us give thanks to those people in our lives who have been willing to make a sacrifice for our sake. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for this day, for the words of Scripture, the teachings of Jesus Christ. We are grateful for your love and the love that we can give and share with others. Oh God, send us into the world that we might be your faithful servants. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing our closing hymn, number 480, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. Love that will not let us go. A love that is perfect. A love that in there's nothing we can do today to make you love us anymore. Oh God, there's nothing we can do today to make you love us any less. Oh great lover of our souls, send us into the world that we might be your servants to the world. Oh God, may we go in your name. And for your sake, amen.